is Daf Lamed Zayin. So let's take it from the top. The Mishnah there. The Mishnah tells us Hashochet Es HaMisukenes. A person shechs an animal that's misukenes, which means dangerously ill. The animal is about to die. It's b'sakana. So the halacha is Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel Omer Ad She Hipirkus, until it makes some type of movement. B'yad B'regel. It's after the animal dies. If you look at Rashi, Ache Tiparkes Dilo Mefarkes, if it doesn't make this movement, this shivering of some sort, Kimla L'Rabbanan Dinatula Nishmasa Kodem Gemar Shchidasa. That means the animal was already dead. You see an animal very, very sick, and you shech, then it just kind of drops flat on the ground, doesn't shake or move at all. That indicates the animal had already been dead beforehand, and it's a nevela. It's not a not a good shchita. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, no, not true. You don't need to wait for this movement, this pirkus at all. Rather, it's daya im zinka. It's sufficient if zinka. What zinka means says Rashi im zinka kederach shebehemos nofchos begronam. The animal like cough up blood. Va'adam mikaleach mizanik bekoch, and comes squirting out from their throat when they get shechted. Not about the movement of the body, but rather the blood pouring out. So this is an interesting discussion here about this animal that's misukenes and atche tiparkes. If it doesn't move at all, so the Rambam writes, and such an animal would be considered a nevela if it didn't move after being shechted. And if one were to eat it, they get a lava nevela, real iser deraisa. And the Mach goes so far to say, not only that, but there would not be a violation of shechitas oses benal. We know he can't shecht a mother and its child in the same day. So if this animal has been shechted, that's not called a good shechita, and one would be able to shecht its mother or its child on that very same day. The Meiri goes so far to say, however, even though there is Malkos for Nevela, he doesn't think there's going to be an Isser Tumah. I'm not sure why, but he's Machalik between the Isser eating Nevela, but not being Mitame. Okay, I guess a different din. So the Mishnah goes on to say it further. Amar Rabbi Shimon Hashochet Belaila. Let's say you shech the nighttime. There are no lights. There's no candles. Or maybe there's candles. You have to see what you're doing, but you don't see. You can't see that much. Ulamachar Hishkim Umatak Salam Mileim Dam Kshera Shizinka. So you can assume it's Zinka. Ukamidas Rabbi Eliezer. So the morning you see the walls are full of blood, that means the blood came squirting out. So that would be acceptable according to Rabbi Eliezer. Now, which walls are we referring to? Had you asked me, I would have said the walls of the room. The walls is blood all over the place. But Rashi says, no, Rashi says, Lamachar Hishkim Umatza Kosle Base Shchitas Atzavar Mileim Dam. The walls of the neck of the cow is full of blood. There's blood pouring out. Kshera Mipnei Shizinka. It's talking about the walls of the animal, not the walls of the room. The Rush does say that it's referring to the walls of the room, not the walls of the animal. Mishnah says, Chacham say, Atche Tiparkes, until it has this movement. So, b'yad u'beregel. While the Tanakhama felt you need b'yad u'beregel, you need both the hand and the leg to move. Chacham say it's sufficient that only one of them are moving. Atche tichashkesh b'zanva, until the tail kind of wags after it's been shechted. Echad behema daka, echad behema gasa, regardless of whether it being a small animal, such as a goat, or a large animal like a cow, it's the same halacha. And the Gemara then, the Mishnah then further says, behema daka shepashta yada v'lo hechzira psula. If a goat, let's say, shechted, a behema daka shechted, and just spreads its hand and just goes flat and doesn't move back into place after being shechted, that's psula. You need more movement for the daka to be considered alive after and before being shechted. I mean, the movement has to take place after being shechted, but that movement has to be significant enough to prove that there was life in this animal before it had been shechted. So you have to be, if it's pashut yada, v'lo yechzira, didn't move back into place, psula. Sheino ela hotzas nefesh b'vad, that just means the animal lost its nefesh, but it wasn't really considered alive. Meaning there's this moment where the animal has some level of nefesh, but that's not called chaim, it's not alive. It has some last few breaths in it, that's not alive enough to be considered a kasher. Mishnah says, "Bamed devar mamun." When is this all true? Shehayisa becheskas misukenes. It's all true when it was considered already dangerous and dangerously ill. That is, aval im hayisa becheskas bria. If the animal is a very healthy animal, afilu ein ba echad mikol hasimanim halalu ksheira. The animal's healthy, and let's say you shecht it and it doesn't do the pirkus, it just drops dead, that's fine. It's only if there's a certain reisa, the animal's misukenis, and you shecht it and it didn't move, that's enough indication to be able to assume it is not a good shechita, it wasn't alive beforehand, it is only a nevela. So if you take a look, let's go right to the Gemara now. Let's actually look quick line of Tosos. Tosos writes Ashochet and Mesukenes. One who shechs and Mesukenes would sound like Ashochet always bidyevet. But Tosos says, no, afilu lichatchila shari. You're allowed to even shech the animal that's Mesukenes, lichatchila. And they only use bidyevet based on the continuation of the Mishnah. But if you see an animal that's dangerously ill, you are allowed to lichatchila shech it. Gemara now says, Misukanis mimai desharyo, mimai desatesikadaita de asir. What's the source that you are allowed to eat an animal that's in the state of Misukanis? And what's the havamina to think that it would be usir to eat an animal that was Misukanis? So the Gemara says, based on the pasuk, dichsiv vizos hachaya asher tochelu, chaya achel shena chaya lo tochel. The pasuk says, this is the chaya, this is the animal, literally means the wild animal, but the lashon of chayas, this is the chaya that may be eaten, but there's another chaya that may not be eaten. And Musukenes isn't alive. It's dead. And therefore you cannot eat a Musukenes. Gemara says, no, that's a havamina why it's aser. But we know it's actually mutter. Midamar rachmana nevela lo tochel michlad de Musukenes sharia. The pasuk tells me that there's only iser to eat a nevela. Nevela is 100% dead. And Musukenes is only 99% dead. So the fact that the pasuk only singles out nevela, that implies, in fact, you are allowed to eat Musukenes. So again, the havamina was Musukenes isn't chaya, and therefore you can eat it, kamashman, but it's still not a nevela, and therefore you may eat a Musukenes. Because these hakadaitach Musukenes asira, if you were to think that a Musukenes may not be eaten, so then, if the Torah had said Musukenes asir, hasha mechayim asir, if the animal is still alive to a certain extent, it's still a Musukenes, and one may not eat a Musukenes, la'achar misa mibari, does the Torah have to tell me that even a nevela, even after it died, it's aser as well? Certainly not. So from the fact that the pasuk singled out nevela, that implies a Musukenes, which to a certain extent is alive, is allowed to be eaten if shechted properly. Gemara says, Dilma, maybe that's not true. Hainu nevela, hainu Musukenes. Maybe it's there, these words are the same. Maybe when the Torah says nevela, it implies also Musukenes. It means the same thing. Gemara says, "Lo sagadaitach." One would never think this. Why? Because dichsid the pasuk says elsewhere, "V'chiyamus mina behema shehi lachem la'achla." If one of the animals that was fit for you to eat died, chiyamus hanogem nivlasa, one who touches the nevela yitma ad harav, he's tamei until the evening. So the Gemara says, "La'achar misa hu dekarya rachmana." Only after misa is this animal called a nevela, but mechaim lo ikri nevela. So this pasuk v'chiyamus is called nivlasa. So only Mis is called Nevela, implying as Misukenes is not called, Nevela is not called something before it's dead. It's a different category. So therefore, back to the pasuk, when it says Nevela Sochel, that's only Nevela's asher to eat, but you can't eat a Misukenes. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Dilma liolam e malacha hainu Nevela hainu Misukenes. Maybe they mean the same thing. And we're learning two different halachas. Mechayim ba'aseh, if one eats the Misukenes, so then that would be an asay of zos achaya shetochelu, a violating of that, because this animal is not fully alive. And lachamisa, if it dies, you get a balav, you get an additional iser of balav of nevela. So maybe it still is iser asay to eat a Musukenes. Mara says no. So rather, what's a rye that you're allowed to eat a Musukenes?
We're trying to prove now that the behem is a nevela before the shechita or after the shechita?
No, nevela is definitely after. No, nevela is an animal that doesn't have a shechita at all. We want to know, Musukenes, when the animal Musukenes is shechted, is that going to be...
After the shechita. Why would we say it's a nevela and not a treifa?
No. The point is that the shechita doesn't work because we view the Musukenes as already a nevela before the shechita.
So it's viewing the nevela as a nevela before the shechita. So the havamin is that it should be metame even before the shechita.
Forget Tumah right now, but at least it should be Aser. It's ready to dinner. It could be possible Tumah, but it seems that Meiri doesn't think there's Tumah. But with regards to Iser, it has a Chaloshem Nevela right before him, and it should be the Shechit that won't work on a Nevela. And where at this point says, maybe you could say that Misukenes is Aser because Zos Achaya Shetochelu, it's Aser Midin the Asay, and Nevela, when the animal is fully dead, it's a different Iser of Alav. So we have no Raya right now that you can eat a Shecht in Misukenes. So Elam Midam Rachmana, the Torah tells me the following. This is how we know you can eat a Musukenes. It says in the pasuk, Trefa lo tochel. The pasuk really says Trefa lo tochelu. So a person can eat a Trefa. And Michlal, the Musukenes, Sharia, but a Musukenes, you are allowed to eat. We're taking a different approach now, comparing it and contrasting it to it in Trefa. Trefa is an animal that is alive, but it's not able to live for much longer. So it's similar to Musukenes, which cannot live for much longer. So the Gemara explains, Disakadaitach Misukanes Asira, if you were to say that Misukanes is Asir, and we teach that din, so Hasha Misukanes Dilo Mechasre Asiri, Trefa Mibai. So if you already teach the din that Misukanes is Asir, and the Misukanes doesn't, it's not missing a leg, it's not really a Trefa, it's just it's on the way out, it's about to die. If that's Asir, Kalvachomer Trefa is Asir as well. So why does the Torah have to go out of the way to say, oh, a Trefa you can't eat? We know you can't eat it if you can't eat a Misukanes. So from the fact that the Torah singles out a trefa you can't eat, that implies, however, musukenes, one may eat if shechted properly. Gemara says, no, dilma hainu trefa hainu musukenes. Maybe when the Torah says a trefa, it implies also musukenes. It's the same thing. And lavor lava asi velo sase. So now we have, if you eat a musukenes, so then you have a ase of a zosa chaya shetochelu, only eat that which is alive, and you have a second live of trefa lo tochelu, you have an ase and a lo sase, so there is no raya yet that one may eat a misukenes. So the Gemara then says, "Im kein, if that's what you're going to suggest, that misukenes is implied by the trefa, so im kein nevela dekasarach one alamali. So why does the Torah then have to single out nevela? Because now if I'm going to assume that ma mechaim koyala belavi asay, if now we're establishing that a misukenes can't be eaten because of two reasons. There's an aseva, zos achai shetochelu, and there's a lav of a trefa lo sochelu. So certainly if, when it's alive, there's a lav in an asay. Misa, lachar misa mibari, do you have to tell me that after it's dead, you also can't eat it? That's obvious. If you can't eat it when it's partially alive, certainly you can't eat it after it's dead, after it's a nevela. So Gemara says, no. Dilma, hainu nevela, hainu treva, hainu misukenes. Maybe all three of them are really the same. There are different ways to get there. One's ill because it has a sickness. One's a treva because it has a punctured lung. One's a nevela because it dropped dead. But they're all the same halakhic category. Hainu nevela, hainu treva, hainu misukenes. And we have lav or lav b'shnei lav and v'asei. We have now three different problems. Asei of zos hachayashes tochelu. We have nevela lo sochel. And treva lo sochelu. Three different sources to say when anyone eats any of these items, you're going to violate three different isurim. Two lavim and one asei. And right now, at this stage, there is no proof that one may eat a shechted misukenes. So elam hacha, from the following, this is really the raya that one may eat a shechted misukenes. The pasuk says, "V'chelav nevela v'chelav trefa yaseh l'chol melacha v'achol lo sochelu." If there's chelav, they're fats of nevela, the fats of a trefa, you could do whatever you want with them. You may get hana from them. You could sell them for money. But what you can't do v'achol lo sochelu, you cannot eat chelav of a trefa or of a nevela. That's what the pasuk says. So the Gemara now figures out Amar Mar l'may hilchasa. With regards to what halacha is the pasuk teaching us here? Amar Torah yavo iser nevela v'achol iser chelav. We know already, when the animal is alive and healthy, there's an issa deraisa to eat chalef. That's a chiv karis. So now the Gemara is being mechadesh, even though there's already an issa karis, if this animal becomes a trefa, it gets a second issa. If you eat the chalef, you're getting both a chalef and you're getting issa of trefa. And if the animal is a nevela, you get two issa. Issur, you get the issa of chalef and you get the issa of trefa, a nevela. So this is just a regular halach of issa chal al issa, where it can be chal on a ready pre-existing issa. So what does that do for us about the Misukenes? So Gemara now says, going on to Amud Beis, these Hakadaitech, if you were to think that Trefa, Haina Misukenes, and Misukenes, that's really the same exact category, Trefa and Misukenes, that they're both equally Aser. So Lichta Rachmana Chelev Nevela Yaseh L'chol Melacha. It should say that with the Chelev and Nevela, do whatever you please. V'chelev Trefa Lo So Chelev Lo, and don't eat a Trefa, don't eat it. Vanamina, I would have learned ma mechayim aser iser iser trefa chayol al iser chelav. Right, the pasuk should have just said the nevela don't do melacha. I mean, do melacha, get hana, but doesn't have to specify you can't eat the nevela. Because I would know that you can't eat this chelav nevela. Why? Because if the pasuk had just mentioned chelav trefa, which is when it's alive, it's aser to eat it. So certainly there's going to be an iser chelav la'achar misa as well, which is more serious. So the Gemara says, Elam midikasa rachman and nevela, from the fact that the Torah specifies nevela separately, michlal de trefa lava hainu misukenes. It's not in the same category. So look at Rashi just to make this a little bit clearer here. Look at Rashi on the top here. Visakadaitach trefa hainu misukenes. So if you were to think that trefa and misukenes are the same exact category, lichta rachman a chelav nevela, yasel chom lacha, that if the chelav and nevela do whatever you want, which means you could get hana, lashmina to teach me delo metame chelav mishum nevela, there is no tuma by nevela, by chelav nevela. Teach me that pasuk. For lishok miyaz haras achilas, and don't mention the issur of eating nevela. U b'chelav treifa mitzukenes lechuda lichsov lo sochlu. Don't eat the chaylev treifa misukenes. That alone you should teach. Lashmina and dechayla iser misukenes a iser chayl. Teach me that halacha alone. Vani yadon, I would have known the kol shekain the chimaisa asinami iser nevela v'chayla leha. So why does the Torah have to specify nevela? It could have been learned from misukenes. The misukenes, the iser of eating misukenes is aser on top of the chaylev. So certainly the iser nevela should be chal as well. But from the fact that Torah had singled out nevela additionally to the that of the nevela misukenes trefa, tells us misukenes is not being implied here in the pasuk, and that's why you have to go out of the way. The Torah has to go out of the way to say the nevela is also iser nevela is chal and iser chaylev, and therefore we could conclude from here that misukenes is not a trefa, and one may eat a shechted misukenes. Okay, the Gemara now says, how do you know that's a proof still? Is that really a great raya? Maskiv lamar bar Rav Ashi v'dilma. Perhaps we could say liolam emelcha haynu trefa haynu misukenes. Maybe they're really the same category. So if they're really the same category, so why does the pasuk have to specify nevela? I would have just assumed if misukenes, the iser misukenes is chal on chaylev. Certainly the iser nevela is chal on iser chaylev. So what's a chiddush here? V'tikamris nevela dekaser rachman olamali. Why does it specify nevela? Nevela delo asimikach misukenes. It's telling me another category. There's nevela could happen two different ways. Nevela could happen from being dangerous, from being ill. It could happen from not being dangerous. What's a case of a heichidami? Where's a case where the animal could become a nevela without being misukenes first? Heichidami shaso gistera. A situation where a person just cut off its head. It wasn't misukenes, meaning nevela. The kavachomer from the misukenes only makes sense if nevela is an outgrowth of misukenes. Meaning what? Right now the Gemara is suggesting that when it says trefa, it assumes trefa is misukenes. It's an animal that's dangerously ill. And the pasuk should have just mentioned the trefa, and I could have assumed from a kavachomer that nevela would also be iser, chal iser. But the Gemara says that's only true if it's a type of nevela that stems from misukenes. That the animal became a nevela because it became ill. What about a nevela that didn't come about because of misukenes? It didn't come because it was sick. It became because some guy just shot it in the head. It cut off its neck. How do you know that nevela is also going to be an iser chal iser? Then that's why the Gemara had to, rather the pasuk had to specify a nevela as well to include that other category that cannot be learned from misukenes. A nevela that comes delo asim mikach misukenes. That's why the Torah singled it out. And we could still assume that trefa does, in fact, assume misukenes, and they're both equally aser. There is no raya from this pasuk that misukenes is permitted if it's shechted. Gemara says no, can't be. Hasam nami, even in the case of a person chopped off the head, shot the animal in the head. Ef shar de lahavi misukenes purta mikame de lifsok leruba. It's impossible that the animal wasn't slightly endangered before it dropped dead. I mean, even though there's two ways an animal can become nevela. One is where it became got some illness. It got cancer, let's say. And then it died of cancer. That's misukenes. And nevela, mikach misukenes. And the Gemara said, what about an animal that was chopped, someone chopped its head off? That too, that's not misukenes. Says the Gemara, no, it is. Because as the knife's going across the neck, not shchita, but it's cutting a different way where it's a pasul shchita, there's going to be a moment during that process where it's considered misukenes. Where, because its gut is wide open now. So it's misukenes. And it dies from being misukenes. So every nevela is actually going to be a misukenes somewhere along the way. Which means that the pasuk could have simply said, if trefa really means misukenes, the pasuk should have said trefa only, and we could have learned nevela from that kavachomer, because all nevelas are at one point misukenes. Why then does the pasuk specify nevela? Tell me that trefa isn't misukenes. Trefa is not because of misukenes. Trefa is a trefa, nevela is a nevela, and misukenes doesn't fall under either one of the categories. Misukenes is permitted to be eaten with the proper shechita. Everyone's good with that? Yep, okay. Gemara says, Ibai's Ema, another suggestion. Gemara says that how we learn from the pasuk chaylev nevela that a misukenes is in fact pater, a mutter rather. Imkein lema chaylev nevela trefa. It should have said the chaylev word only once. Chaylev lamli. Why did it say chaylev nevela and chaylev trefa twice? We know. Just say the chaylev of a nevela or of a trefa. That would have taught us the pasuk properly, the halacha properly. Why did it say chaylev separately two times? To teach us the following din. Zuhi shein chalva chelba chalak mibisara v'yeshla acheres shechelba chalak mibisara. Veize zu misukenes. There are two types of chelas. There's sometimes the chelas that have the same exact din, halachic category, as the basar itself, as the flesh itself. And there's another type of chelava where it doesn't have the din of the basar. Meaning what? A chelava of a nevela, so that animal, the chelava and the basar are both asa b'nevela. They're equal, where the chelava is like the basar itself. But there's another type of chelava where the fat has a different halacha than the animal itself, and that's a misukenis. Meaning what? Where the chelava can't be eaten, but the basar can be eaten. So just look at Rashi to make that a little bit clearer. Rashi says, if you look at Rashi, lema kra chelav nevelav and shefa. Why does the pasuk have to mention chelav's wife twice? Just say it once. Lashminim, the asr iser nevelav and shefa v'chala iser chelav. Lamli l'michtav chelav shefa. L'midrashe ayasar. It was extra to make a drasha. Ulameimar to say the shefa who the kamin elcha. The trefa, he v'chelba asurim. The trefa and its fat are equally asur. Ki de mezharna lecha de chayla iser trefa achelav. That the iser trefa is chal and the chaylev as well, that animal. Alma, shnei isurim yeshba. There are two isurim for eating chaylev of a trefa. You get chaylev and you get an iser of trefa. About yesh lecha acheres is another type of chaylev, shikrov lemisa, that's close to death, kazu. It's similar to a trefa, however, ein ba'ela iser chaylev vada. But there's only one iser. There's only an iser chaylev. There is no additional iser of something else, of misukenis. So we see from here the fact that the Torah says chaylev two times, there are two types of chaylevs. Some chaylevs where it's aser, midin chaylev and something else, namely shefa, but there's another iser chaylev where only iser chaylev, but there's no secondary iser, which is what? Which is the category of misukenis, because misukenis is an aser, and misukenis is mutter. That's where, how we learn misukenis is mutter.
But that would be assuming that nevela and trefa is one. Otherwise, you need the chelev for nevela and one chelev for trefa, no?
No, because the chelev and trefa and nevela are the same category in that they're both isurim.
Right.
So why didn't say chelev a second time? Because another category of chelev that's not like the basar itself.
You would have said chelev, nevela, u trefa, lot of chelev.
Right, which implies
that
because they're both similar. Because they're both similar in that they both have the iser chelev and an additional iser, either trefa or nevela. The chelev misukenis only has the iser chelev, doesn't have a does not have a secondary iser. Then the Gemara says, "Ibais Ema Mehacha." From the following pasuk, it says a long pasuk in Yecheskel of Omer, "Aha, Hashem Elokim, Hinei Nafshi." There's a pasuk Yecheskel saying about himself, "Hinei Nafshi, myself, lo mituma unevelo treifa lo chalti." I didn't eat tuma, I didn't eat treifa, I didn't eat nevela. Me nuurai from the when I was young ad at until now. Below ba b'fi basa pigo, I didn't have any pigo. So this is an interesting admission of Yecheskel of his tzidkus. So what did each stage mean of his admission or really saying he did nothing wrong from the time he was a young boy? The Gemara says, "Hine nafshi lo mituma." I wasn't involved in tuma from the day I was young. Shall hirharti biyom lavoli de tuma belaila. I didn't think of anything inappropriate in the daytime, which would lead me to be carry tuma belaila. That's one thing he said about himself. Now, Tos in the bottom points out here, what's the chiddush here? No one's allowed to do this. This is something that everyone should do. What's Yecheskel saying? So Tosa says, because the Gemara tells us that ain't all them nitzel, men b'choyom, hiru aveir lashon hara v'avon t'viyin t'vila. The last Tos on the page says, this is something that people struggle with all the time. Every single person has these struggles every single day. So, of course, it's usher to do this. Yecheskel is saying he did not have the struggle. That's what he's saying. He didn't have the struggle. He's not teaching us the din that you can't do this. That we know.
But the question of pshat here is, because Hashem is telling him to eat something that is treif. It says, Amar l'Kadosh Baruch Hu, Amar l'Kadosh Baruch Hu, l'chol pat ha'asui mitarovet dganim v'kitniot v'afui al gechalim shena'asu mitzorat adam.
Right.
So it would seem that Hashem is telling him to have to eat something treif. So it would seem that he's telling him, he's just saying, listen, you know what, till now I didn't do anything like that, why should I do it now?
No, but he's...
No,
not necessarily. I mean, it could be the pshat, but he's just saying, I've done nothing wrong at all. I did nothing wrong, even from the areas of Kerry to Nvela, so why did I involve myself in this world of eating this shreif? So that's what it means, the first halacha of, again, nafshi lo metuma. Shalohiyarti biyom leveli de betuma belaila. What do you mean, nevelo, trefa, lo, chalti, minura? I didn't eat any trefa, I didn't eat any nevelo when I was younger. So, chalti, basar, kos, me olam. What does it mean, kos, be olam, or kus, be olam? Says Rashi, last two narrow lines, kus means shachet. Shlo Thomas, person says, shecht before it dies, the fish of misukenesi. This year, you shechted, the animal about to die, shechted before it drops dead. So, I never ate from a kos, a kus, a shachet animal, meaning a misukenes. Why? So, Rashi explains, nevela, mamish, leka, lememar, dim, kain, mind, rebusa. Of course we know Yechezkel didn't eat any nevela. That's obvious. He's saying, I didn't even eat something that was close to being a nevela. That's a chumer that he took upon himself. So that's another thing he says. And we'll see a very interesting halacha in just a moment if there's time for it. And then it says, anything that a chacham gave a psak on, a special psak, they needed to ask an eitzah from him. There was a certain suffix, you need to ask a shaila. Even if the chacham was mekil, I wouldn't rely. Not because I didn't trust the chacham, I just have all these chumas I took upon myself. So if you needed a shaila, I wouldn't eat from such a meat. And then it says, Mishum Rabbi Nasan Amru, he thinks differently. No. What does last psak mean? Not because a behemoth that needed a psak, rather, shalach chalti mi behemoth shlo hurmo mi matnoseha. There's halacha that every single chulin animal, there's matnos kahuna. You give the zroa, a part of the arm, l'chaim, the cheeks, and the cave of the stomach to the kohen. It's matnos kahuna. Now these are one of the 24 matnos kahunas that don't actually have a kedusha to them. It's not like chuma or other things. They're regular chulin, but they have to go to the kohen. So the halacha is you can't eat from these animals even if it hasn't received yet, if it hadn't yet received the separating of the zroa, l'chaim, and keva. Now Yechezkel was a kohen. And he was allowed to actually eat this, and still he wouldn't eat it until one had separated from it. So that was his. That's what he was saying. So Gemara says, after all this, if Mesukanis is actually permitted, so Yechezkel is saying, I'm machmir, I won't even eat Mesukanis, which is permitted. And if it's Mesukanis is aser, my rebusa di Yechezkel. I didn't violate an iser. Of course you didn't violate an iser. What's the chiddush? It's only a chiddush of Yechezkel praising how great he was. If it really is mutter, they took a chumr upon himself. But again, if we're saying it's really fundamentally iser, oh, I didn't do any isurim. Great, what kind of praise is that? We don't do Isurim, we're trying to do Isurim either. So therefore, it must be Mesukanis is fundamentally permitted, he just took a chumr upon himself. Now, that interesting discussion, they talk about Shulchan Aruch writes, therefore, a person should be machmir on himself, not to eat an animal that was shechted through that's a Mesukanis. Based on this Yechezkel, a person should be machmir not to eat such an animal. So Shach says it's only true if you're eating from a non-Jewish shochet, because, it was shechted Mesukanis, I won't eat it. So he called him a loss of money, no one's going to buy his shechita. But let's say a Jew, Shach says, a Jew is selling you an animal that's been shechted in Mesukenes, you dafka should. Because you can't cause a hefsin mamon to another Jew. It becomes a very important question of balancing a hefsin mamon to chumras and even isurim, how that works in halacha. Let's finish a daf off now. The interesting toast on the bottom, if those want to see it, shalom hurmu mat nosea, I'm not going to do it now, but it's a quick toast for those who want to read it. Gemara now says at the bottom here, so what is a Mesukanis? How do you know if an animal is actually dangerously ill? You take its temperature, you take a blood test. How do you know it's Mesukanis? So Gemara says, Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, Kol Shema Midin Osa Veino Medes. If you have it stand up and it keeps falling over, it's not able to stand on all fours, that's called Mesukanis. Rav Chanina Bar Shlamia Mishmei De Rav Amar, Afilo Cheles Bikayos, even if it's eating some type of food, which Rashi explains is, you need, I don't know what exactly it is, they define it?
Wood.
Okay, eating wood requires hard teeth, which shows it has strength. Even if it's chopping on wood, it's still, if it can't stand, that's a Mesukanis. Rami Bar Yechezkel Amar Afilo Ochlos Koros, which are beams, which are, I guess, much thicker logs, even it's chomping away at those, which indicates a certain amount of koach, still, if it can't stand, it's a Mesukanis. Besura Masni Hachi, that's how they taught in Sura. The Pumpadisa Masni Hachi, they taught slightly differently. In Pumpadisa, Heichidami Mesukanis, what's an example of a Mesukanis? Amar of Yehuda Amarav, Kol Shema Amidin Osav, Einum Omedes, if it's standing and it can't stand up. Afilo Achilo Ochlos Bikios. So same exact halacha as Surya, just taught slightly differently. Okay, so we will stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day.